because your listeners have been more than generous to us in the past. We're not asking for that at all. But any gifts we do happen to receive, as Nancy says, it would be of more use to the Iron Boys and to ourselves. We certainly shall turn them over to them. Nancy, thank you very much for thinking of that swell little thought for Christmas time.
And don't think that isn't somewhat of a sacrifice, because some of those wonderful things come in, it'll be pretty hard to give up.
That's right. I know how you like to eat, Nick and myself and everybody else around here. Well, eat, I said, Patty. Eat, yeah. I'll stop drooling now. Nancy is going to stand there and sing, why don't we do this more often?
We interrupt our program to bring you a special news bulletin. We take you now to the NBC newsroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are some of the latest bulletins on the war. The Chinese government, which for 4 years has been the victim of so-called incident at the hands of Japan, this morning has decided a formal declaration of war against the Japanese, also against Germany and Italy. The Japanese Prime Minister has just made this announcement at a news conference. And here's a bulletin from Melbourne, Australia. The Prime Minister of Australia, John Curtin, has just announced that the Japanese have attacked the island of Nauru. And here's a brief summary of the war news in the Orient. The Japanese army already has overawed the nation of Thailand. Thailand's troops have made a brief show of resistance and then quit. Peace negotiations already are in progress. The Japanese attack has seemed to switch to the Asiatic region. Tokyo's officers have attempted to land on the forces have attempted to land on the British side of Borneo Island. There they were repulsed. Singapore naval base has had a new air raid today, lasting 45 minutes. A Japanese landing on the Siamese coast near British Malaya was repulsed. Our own Philippine Islands have been heavily bombed, mainly at Northern Tech, including one of our Army air bases. So far, Manila, the capital, has escaped bombing. In the Central Pacific, Japan has attacked not only Hawaii, but our islands of Wake, Guam to the south. Since the first attack yesterday on Honolulu, no further activity there is reported. The United States fleet is somewhere at sea on battle mission. As of this hour, the nations that have declared war upon Japan also include the Dominion of Canada, the Dutch East Indies, Australia, Costa Rica, Nicaragua. In London, the government in exile of Belgium announced that it is at war with the Japanese. Holland's Queen Wilhelmina is going to address the world by radio at noon. She's expected to put all Dutch resources into the effort alongside Britain and the United States. President Roosevelt's message to Congress is timed for 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'll repeat that. The President is addressing the nation and Congress at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. The National Broadcasting Company's nationwide networks are now on a 24-hour basis. Keep tuned to your local NBC station for latest news. This summary has come to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.